of everything that we're doing. So I'd like to thank Revy and Revitson for coming. Thank you.
Tremendous. It's most simple to everybody here, and if you've had a kesher and so on, it's every single person in yeshiva proud of, and it means a lot. Seeing everybody here learning, it's funny because even I look around now, and everybody's in the middle of learning, but we're still different. It's still learning, and it's part of, I think it's part of the yeshiva, especially everybody has some. Especially everybody has something special to himself, and everybody here is unique still in his own way. I want to speak a little about Indian here, a little bit of difficult Indian. Yaakov is called Yisrael with Pasha. So it says, Kisarisim Alekim Vim Anashim Vatuchal. He fought with Alekim and Anashim, it's Asim 11 Vatuchal. The Goyen says here, and it says it in the Maral, says it in different places, but the Goyim says it over here. The Goyim says about this pasuk, doesn't say it over here. He says that Yisrael comes from the word Yasher, and it says Klal Yisrael has two names with Yashrus, Yisrael and Yeshurun. Yisrael, the Goyim says there is two types of malachim. There are malachim Mitzad Yemin, like Michol, Rafael, so on. Their suffixes with Kael, and the Malachim Mitzad Smel, like Metatron, Vavnun. So Yisrael and Yeshurun are both Yasher, one is Mitzad Yemin, one is Mitzad Smel. That's where he says it, and cause in the middle, that's where Shiftikah. That's pretty much what the one says. So I don't want to go into, I'm not going to go into the Yanim Yisrael, but understand the two names of Yisrael and Yeshurun, understanding the Yasher in it. The thing I'd like to understand, particularly about the Goyim Pshat, is it says in the Pasuk, the reason is Kisarizim Elkim Vim Anashim. So if the Goyim Pshat is a remez, that it's about Yashu Zukar, so that's fine. But where is that seen in the Sarizim Elkim Vim Anashim Atuho? It can't be Mufka from Pshat. The Pasuk says something. Another Indian, we say, in every morning, Leyom Yerushalayim, Rebbeinu Kolom, Latzitz Kaseir, Achma Pion, Danayim Fanecha, and so on. Avol, Anach, Namchot, Mei Yisrael, Mei Avram, Mei Avecha, Shnishpag, Mei Bar, Maria. So this one source we have is Avram's, Avram of children, Avram Avinu, that are who are Nishpag, Mei Bar, Maria. Zer, Yitzhak, Yichidecha, Shnekar, Agar, Mizbeach. Zer, Yitzhak, Agar, Mizbeach. And then it says about Yaakov, it says, "Umisimchos o meavosha shaftoi so misimchosa shesamachta boi karosa shmo Yisrael v'shurim." Because of the av and the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with him, he called him Yisrael v'shurim. So, and first of all, it seems as if it's a zelim aset rakeda, it's as big as the akeda. But it's reasonable to say that the av is connected to Yisrael, and the Simcha is connected to Yeshua. There's a passage that says, Ozer el tzadik ul Yishu leiv Simcha, so the Yashrus is made Simcha. So I'd like to try to understand what's the pshat, the Simchos ha-shasamachta be-kosos mo Yisrael b'Yishu'im. You know, Yisrael and Yishu'im have a shaykhus to the Simcha that Shabbat had with Yaakov. What are we doing? What are we referring to? What's the simcha that you had with him? And what's the simcha shaft to this midah b'chal? And there's a gemara in Tainus, a very strange gemara. You know it's in Tainus, the Sfarot, in the second parak. It says that, it's not clear the gears in the gemara there, but it says not everybody is zeicha to simcha. To the gifts, the way Pashas Rashi learns it, and the way it's understood by most Mefarshim, is that the Gemara means as follows. It says, not everybody is zeicha to simcha. It says, or zeruah tzadik, or yeshuleif simcha. So tzadik is zeicha to only to or zeruah, and yeshuleif is zeicha to simcha. The mashmos, the way it seems to be the Pashto Mahalach in the Rishonim, is that everybody is zeicha to or zeruah, and yeshuleif is zeicha to extra need of simcha. Mashmos is that yeshuleif are stronger than tzadikim. Very, very hard to understand. And first, understanding what the nafkimina is for Yishalei and Tzadikim, and second, understanding what's the tzushta, in other words, why is he zochel mit azur and he's zeicha to simcha. And what's the so? I'd like to talk about the inyan. It's a little bit of an inyan amok, and I guess this is the place to talk about it. Noah speaks in Tiferes Yisrael. He explains the minor of the Glilah, that it says that Brich Rachmona the Yodlan Arisatli saw, the Yachatli saw, Adegevatli saw. It was Klal Yisrael was Zeicha that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that's Meshulish, in a month that's Meshulish, to a person that's Meshulish, and so on. Everything about Torah goes in Shlishus. So the Moral is Masbe by Richus, the Midah of Yashrus. I'm going to borrow, the Goyen also speaks about Yashrus a lot, because in Mishlei, Yashrus is something that's spoken about a lot. I want to use both Pshatim, in the Nekudah that they're very similar, I want to use them both. But there's a certain Nekudah the Goyen gives out, and a certain Nekudah that the Moral gives out. So I'm really combining the two. The Goyen speaks about the Midah of Yashrus versus Tamus, and explains the Mile of Yashrus over Tamus, and the Chesreinus of Yashrus. Whereas, even though Yashrus and Tamus are very similar, the Goyen says, and we'll see in a second how they're similar, but there's a Chiluk between the two. And you need them both. The Moral is coming also from the opposite direction. Let's take the first Tzara Shalom of both Pshatim. Both the Goyim and the Moral say that the Pashtus of Yashrus is that a person thinks about what he does. In other words, a Tzadik may do what's right, but there's no Maso Matnin and Seichel in deciding, was this the right thing to do, or was it not the right thing to do? So the Tzadik, or the simplest Darga, has no Maso Matnin. He does right things. He's a good person. He's a giving person. Person who's Oyev Tzadokas. Person likes to give. He's a Toiv. He's a Tzadik. That is the lowest Darga. The second Darga, Yashrus, is where a person uses his seichel to be done on the inyan, is it right to give? Should I give here? Should I give to him? And so on. The Moral goes into a specific arichos that any type of sichlius, any inyan sichli, requires two tzadim and a middle tzad. In other words, it says, let's take an inyan niskav. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, it doesn't say, it's one tzushta. It says that by Achav, that I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Navi came to him, he said, I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting in Din, and there was people mimina and mismoile. Malach mimina and smoile. So Chazal say there's no mimina and smoile. El Eresh mimina and Eresh masmila. There are those that are mekatrig, and those that are melamed zchus, mesangim. And because what's oimid lemishpat? The pshat that is, I mean, a boss of a dom needs, you know, the judge can't do everything, so he needs somebody to find out what's happened, he needs police, he needs a prosecutor, he needs a lawyer. But in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the misogin of Bezdish HaMayla, it's a much deeper musig. it's a musig that the mahalchim mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are mahalchim that are shayich to Adam, in tfisas Adam. Anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, which he calls mishpat, and Yehi Hashem Oseh mishpat baretz, means that it goes in mahalach that a person can be tofesed. In order to be tofesed in mahalach, you need to see the tzedim lekan lekan and the hachra in the middle. There is no mahalach of tfisas sichlis unless I understand the pro and the con and where the hachra is coming from. That is mahalach mishpat. So anything which I tell you, let's learn at 9 o'clock in the morning, that statement in itself is exerz hakosef. If I tell you, I'm looking for time to learn, that's convenient enough for me to get there, but midach kisa came in too late because of this, therefore we chose 9 o'clock, that's a sichlistik in mahalach. Every sichlistik in mahalach has in it that stodim lekan lekan, the maminim and asmilim, and the achra in the middle. That's a mahalach that saves his tefis. So any time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, is done in a tzur that's called mishpat, so there's maiminim, there's masminim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is baritza, and that's the kav that's machriya. The Torah is a mahalach in the bria of sichlius. And it's a mahalach, therefore the merchus of Torah is, until before Torah the Musa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had nevuah, and he told people to do things. That Avraham lechach ha'matzim ha'atchim ha'zavicha. It's a tzivim from Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have frozen those tzivim, and that's what he tells us. It's not Torah. Mitzvahs are not Torah. Mitzvahs are tzivim. Torah is where it's a raisat lisa, and it's a yarchat lisa, and it's a gavat lisa. When everything's meshulish, it comes with essay leisasei, and essay deicha leisasei, and it comes with different weights. That's where it goes into mahalach of seichel. So yashrus is, the Rambam says, when the Rambam speaks about the derech hayishara, the Rambam this day speaks about the derech hayishara, so he starts with a holak dama. The Rambam says that the different midas in the Torah, and the midas in the Torah are all in yanim, that there is a, the Rambam says, Harbi Drachim Yeshi says, there are many deyas that a person has, and they come in different ktsavas, the Rambam says, they come in a ktsava of, like psizas versus kamsanas and so on, and then the Rambam says, you know, what the derech hayishara is. L'chura, the pshat is, I mean, what does the Rambam need a lakdama for? I mean, anybody who's learning, anybody knows he's got different tchunas hanefesh. That's not a chiddush that there's tchunas hanefesh in a person. So what's the Rambam starting with the whole lakdama? Rambam, what does he need it for? The Torah says, Hilchos Deis speaks about Derech Yisharah, and the Rambam calls it Derech Yisharah. To be called Derech Yisharah, you need to have the two ktsavos. Those are the two midos. Neither of the two within themselves are Derech Yisharah, and Derech Yisharah is where you're done on each tchuna from one point to another point. That's the Derech Yisharah. So the Rambam is telling us, to tell us what Derech Yisharah is, he has to explain that all of midos work with ktsavos that are opposite each other, and since you have ktsavos that are opposite each other, that's where you have a midpoint. There's another question. Leshem says, tzinu pachim is the only thing that I can respond to, that's B'nai Adam. So he says, tzinu pachim, Tosa says, means heat and cold. In other words, a person who suffers from, like gets a cold or if it's too hot. So he says, since tzinu pachim are hefechim, that can't be Bidei Hashem, that's only Bidei Adam. But Bidei Hashem is always the Derech Mitzua, so if a person goes to either cold or heat, that's not Shayach to Derech Hashem. Derech Hashem is the Derech Yisrael, that's Derech Mitzua, that's what the midpoint is. So the Maral's Nekuda is a Nekuda that Seichel HaAdam alone is not, you know, Seichel in Chochmas is not quite the Derech HaMemutza, because you're not dealing with Pratim that are Emes. And secondly, Seichel HaAdam tends to become, it becomes perverted, becomes biased. The person has an atiyah to one side or another side. That's the problem with the Seichel HaAdam. Seichel HaTorah, a person is mischavet. The Seichel HaTorah, that's the mahalach where the person gets a derech hamimutza. That's the maral's in Ram's mahalach. The goyim's knech out of this mahalach is going in a different direction a little bit. The goyim says that seichel itself tells you what to do, and that mahalach is the right mahalach, except that tamus is where you go past that step, and then you become and you mevatli yaseichel kulo to Torah. So it's kind of one mahalach. Yashus leads to tamus, toin v'yoshin cheni. But he says each one has a little bit of a chisar. Yashus without tamus is sakana. If the person is kulo seichel on his seichel, and he's kulo, it's kulo yaseichel, then he's very old to make a mistake, and there has to be a lot of Mekudas who has mevatel himself to Das of Torah. On the other hand, Tamus in itself is a problem that there's a lack of Simcha in a person. In other words, Simcha, satisfaction. A person who follows blindly, who just does as he's told, doesn't become mitzdarev to the Maisa. He himself is not a chelik of it. And that's why Toim and Yesha together, Yashus and Tamus together, are a mahalach of perfection. So it's in the maiden that Yashus and Tamus together are the mahalach of, both of them are the final mahalach. Together they're the final mahalach. There's the mahalach of a person using his seichel and his das. He doesn't get swept along with any netiyah tivis towards chesed or towards din or towards any netiyah, but he's always weighing and measuring. It requires different studim and of weighing and measuring, and then the person is aimed on the emes, which is somewhere in the middle in each nekuda. That's the pshat in Ozuriel at Tzadik, Rishalev Simcha. In other words, Ozu, the Targum says, Ozu el Tzadik, the Targum says that there's something waiting for him in Olam Haba. It's just like when you're zorea something, you're really hoping for the future. When you plan something, you don't have it now, but you'll have it in the future. So Tzadikim are people who do things that are right, but they don't have a tfis of what they're doing. All they say is, someday we'll have the mitzvah, someday we'll understand it, someday we'll be shaked. But right now, it's just blind. The Yishalei, the person whose derech is with Yashus, is he feels, because he's toifus and understands what he's doing, therefore he's shayach to be samech. Now, he already has a tefis in it now. Just like the Torah always says that Rabbi is smeichim tiyosim, the simcha shayach to a thing that a person deheres. A thing that a person is out of the loop, a person has no shyness to. Somebody gives me something that I know what it's and I appreciate it, I'm very happy. Somebody gives me something and he tells me, no, someday you'll value it tremendously. So I can say, you know, I'm glad I have something, but there's no expression of simcha to that. Simcha is shyness to something that I have a tefisa and I have a shyness to it. So the Yishalei is a shyness to simcha. That's the pshat misimchas asher samachta beikoshes karos hashma Yisrael Yishuin, that the simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, it's immediately like a midah. for somebody that has shaykhus to being toifus the Indian, that's where it's shaykh to have simcha. And it's together. A person has a Talmud who does everything he's told to do and is very faithful and so on. So there's ava, it's good, it's fine. But when somebody chaps something, when somebody understands me and his face lights up a simcha, that's where I'm the simcha. We're because Yaakov Avinu's midah was that there would be a tfisa in everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that's where there would, he had simcha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sameach in him. The name for that simcha is Yisrael. It says in Rabbeinu Bechaya, and Bechaya says, it says Yaakov is Ishtam Yeshiva Holim. So when Bechaya asks, why is it called Tam? It should be called Emes, like it says Tikh Emes Yaakov. Go to Chai over there. The Lechaya says that the word Tam is Meramez on two Yamim. It's Meramez on Emes. I guess also because the word simply the letters, but it's Meramez on Emes. It's also Meramez on the Lashon of Tiyemes. Tiyemes is the middle leaf of the Lulav, it's the shadow of the Lulav. The Tiyemes is that midpoint, because Yaakov is the Machriya, the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, and is connected to the Tiyemes of the Lulav, which is like a Chut HaShadra, and there are bones that go in both directions. In other words, it's something which is the midpoint between different branching out leaves. It's very interesting that in Halachas of Lulav, the only place where there's a din of Yasher is in the Lulav, but the Lulav Akum is possible, and the Akmimius really depends on the Lulav, on the Shedra. In other words, the Shedra backing back on itself is certainly kosher. That's not called Akmimius. Lefanav is Akum. Let's start that as Machlekes, it's Lefanav Klachaya. But Akapanim, the Yashrus is the relationship of the other parts to the Tiyemis. The Tiyemis is Kaveh, the Yashrus of the Lulav versus the Akmimius. So the Yaakov's Ish Tam in a deeper meaning is Tiyemis, is Tayyim Tiyemis, where that's the point of Achra, that's what he says, point of Achra between the different study. Tul Yaakov Avinu didn't have a fight. Tul Yaakov Avinu wasn't never. Tul didn't come face to face with the Masmilim. Then it wasn't the Gedah of Achra. There's no Masa Matan. If I learn a piece of Gemara, I have a Pshat. And there's nobody saying Fakir Pshat, so that's Pshat without a Masa Matan. That doesn't have yet the Midah of Yashus. The Midah of Yashus is when there's like this and Fakir, wherever there's a struggle between Maimin and Masmilin, that's where you have a nekuda of Yashus. Yashus is when you kaveh something after the Svelim Lekam instead of Lekam. Yaakov is called Yashur, Yisrael is called Yashur, Amalek is called Nachash HaKalsoin, the Nachash of Krimkeit, of Akmimius. But I want to speak about the Maya Yashus a little bit. I mean, everybody sitting around here, I guess the Yichud a little bit, if everybody who's learning, all of us who are learning today, came to learning not because it was a Milsa Pshitasa, but there's Stavim Lekam and Stavim Lekam. And I'm sure a lot of times we regret, you know, that Stavim Lekam or that Stavim Lekam always, you know, took time, took effort, took energy, and so on. But Sidkus is a wonderful level, but the Yishalev Simcha is when a person saw Tzutz Tadim and there was a Koyach HaMachriya. I mean it on a lot of different levels. I mean it, first of all, on the level of Pashut of being Ben Torah. Everyone here being a Ben Torah wasn't the Dalet Mosul Pshitas, didn't come natural, and it was something that there was my meaning, my smilim, and what he does is through Achra. And when you do something through Achra, that's the need of Yashrus. First of all, anytime you do something because you flow along, it's always wrong. Every katsay leads to a dead end. So there's no mahalak, there's no automatic mahalak that's like Rama says. Anything that's inborn in a person or said previously is usually flows off to a side, because everything has certain places where it goes off on a katsay. It's only when a person keeps weighing different stuff and constantly that he has a hope of being in Derech Yisharei. And people who have, where they are today is because they weighed Stadim, and they are where they are because of that. And there's a certain Yashrus. A person who came to being a Ben Torah because the Yashrus won't do things that are krum, even if the Cheshbein is Elashem Shemayim, and this way and that, the other way, Tachlis, I don't take things for granted. This is, it's not right, it's not right. I don't know what everybody does. If I do what everybody was doing, I wouldn't be able to start with. I have to do what's honest, what's right. Also in learning, there's a yichud, I think, to the Bachrim, that to learn how to think, some you don't have a shot until you don't think from both sides. If you learn, a person has a verb, he says it, That's not Shikra Das. Shikra Das means you ask yourself always the other side. Is this Pshat? Maybe it's not the Chal Pshat. To take both sides of an argument, to see it. And Fakir, the Chor should be, this Pshat seems to be closer to Emes, but it's not quite there yet. That's an Emes, that's a Yashrus. It's not a person picks a Pshat and feels a bias and doesn't bother to say, you know, there are a lot of riots, but they're not terribly mukhak, and I'm not sure if it's right. Understanding that a person's seichel is there not to think of Pshatim, but to be shekel Pshatim. That a person takes different stadim into account, and a person is able to weigh them, and then the weight. A final Pshat is much in halacha, there's in the pshara, but the pshara has to be kol v'din. It has to be, the pshara is not 50-50. The pshara is depending on the relative merits of the different sides. You work out a pshara, that's pshara. But the same itself has to be shekel. This derech is probably what you have to do, but the stadim shlilim, and I'm doing something with a heavy heart, because I think the achra is to do it, but I still have other stadim. That's Yashrus. Yashrus means that the person sees both stadim when he makes the decision of where he's going to. It's the central midah of Klal Yisrael. Not talking about another midah, Taiva. If we can pinpoint on a midah that the midah of Klal Yisrael, Yaakov is the chesim of Klal Yisrael, Yaakov is the b'chir shel bavos, Yisrael is called Hashem Yisrael. So a person has to understand in every level, whether it's in learning itself, or whether it's in Hanhagos Olam, or what is becoming, or everything like that, the hearing the both studim are a chelik of the emes. People in Chatchila that are only one side are certainly not emes. That's certainly what the Maral calls a katsay, and that goes off to no place. It becomes worse and worse as it goes along. The derech to emes lies by first the hearing both studim, and understanding that the person is a shaper and a machriya, it means that things are a lot tougher. It means the person is always struggling in seichel, in maisa, in regesh. The person is always struggling between two and one. But endless lies when there's a struggle and you have two studying and one side in the middle. And as difficult as it is to have to always struggle with studying, studying the concept and the kind and constantly being machriya, not taking things for granted, not just floating along. As difficult as it is, simcha is reserved for those who are yishalev. People do good things, it's fine. There's a big world of other, a big Olam Haba, and of course, God is nemelitz in schar, for all tzaddikim. But there's a separate dimension of simcha. It's a simcha that a person has when he's a chelik of what he's doing, when he does things not mindlessly, but with seichel and with das and achra. That's the simcha the Adam has, and the Avon, the simcha Kadosh Baruch Hu has, his kohel klal Yisrael, Yisrael v'yishurim, that he's called Yisrael v'yishurim, ashamed the fact that he struggled with the other side, and he became a yosher by struggle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.